when you decided to follow Christ, you were born again. Okay, when you came to that point, when you decided to come to Remnant, I don't mean born into the counterfeit church. I'm not talking about that born again because you were born into something that messed you up. I'm talking about when you came to this point in Remnant and you decided to follow Christ, you were born again. But you were born in a realm that was totally new, totally different, totally something out there. Star Trek. You know, it's out, way out. And you were called to be a totally new person in this totally different and unusual and peculiar realm. Now, both of these callings require mammoth deaths and mammoth births, of which only a few on earth will totally experience. Now, once you find this new realm that is a city that is far beyond the earth and the skies, you start off definitely as a baby infant, where you hardly open up those new infant spiritual eyes. You don't even roll over till the fourth month, and you can't even sit up to the fifth or sixth. You're not even crawling by the eighth or ninth or tenth, and you're definitely not walking inside of a year. And your spiritual muscles are totally atrophied, and your spiritual eyes have never, ever been used. I don't care if you were born in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, this new sense has never been used until just over the last few months, or maybe the last 3 years at the most, if you've been with us since the beginning. Neither have your hearing has never been used, your sight, and your impulses are very immature and unskilled or developed. Very flabby. And you'll continue to stumble in this spiritual kingdom. And listen up, my friends. You are going to continue to stumble in this totally new, totally different spiritual kingdom. Unless you learn quickly that you are chosen to be a part of an army that is bred and trained for the glory of the Most High God of the universe and for His Jerusalem and church. Equally, you must realize that the world that you have been in, the one that you have seen with your worldly eyes and your worldly ears and your worldly senses, and where you made it using your fleshly desires and base instincts, is going to burn. This is truth.